Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. A Massachusetts organization is working in New Jersey to raise awareness before the Super Bowl about the sexual exploitation of girls. The program My Life, My Choice is nationally known for its curriculum that trains young girls how to recognize the signs of human traffickers and pimps. Lisa Goldblatt-Grace is director of My Life, My Choice, and she's with us in the studio. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Also, Audrey Morrissey, a survivor of the commercial sex industry and the group's associate director, is with us as well. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this curriculum and the Super Bowl, and I think, Lisa, we'll probably start with you. How were you approached by New Jersey to help out there?
We're working with a great agency there called Prevent Child Abuse New Jersey, who is working in collaboration with their Department of Children and Families. We know that the commercial sexual exploitation of young people happens 365 days of the year. But it was this catalyst of knowing that when there are major sporting events, there is an increase in the exploitation that happens around that, that led New Jersey to bring us in to do some work.
How do you train people to prevent this type of activity?
The work that we do is in training service providers to work with adolescent girls in particular. Now, we know that this happens to boys. We know it happens to transgender youth. Our curriculum is gender specific, however, and it's really focused on girls. And what we know is that girls are fed systematically a glamorization of the sex industry and real misinformation. And they have a right to know the realities of what it is. They also have a right to know that pimps use really prescribed recruitment tactics over and over and over again. We've heard the same stories all across the country. Girls have a right to know what that recruitment looks like so that they have a shot of telling the difference between someone who really cares about them and someone who's grooming them or seasoning them for the commercial sex industry.
Audrey, I want to ask you, because I understand it's part of the curriculum to have someone who is a survivor of the commercial sex industry to talk to girls and say this is real, right? Is that the
Absolutely.
Intent?
Absolutely.
So what do you tell them? What was interesting that Lisa said to me was that there was sort of this prescribed way that a pimp approaches a young woman, and it's this routine almost. What is it?
Well, we have a session in our curriculum that talks about the different tactics that pimps use, and those tactics are force, coercion, befriending, and seduction. We really spend time on breaking each of those tactics down for them. We also kind of do an overview of how would you recognize a pimp. The pimps that are recruiting them today pretty much look like they look.
What parts of your story do you think have the most impact on the girls when you're trying to warn them about what could happen to them?
Well, I talk about how I was recruited in, that it was my boyfriend, it was my daughter's father. So the relationship did not begin as like, this is my pimp. I tell them the things that happened to me, the horrific things that happened to me, the rapes, the knives to my throat, the abuse, the physical abuse, they get it real. They get it just the way it was for me.
How old were you?
I was brought in at 16. When I got out, I was 30. By the time I was 30, I was shooting heroin. From 16 to 20, that wasn't the case. But after that, to survive, if it were not for the substances, I'm quite sure I probably would have lost my mind. And I've been in recovery now going on 21 years.
I'm wondering, Audrey, when you were involved in this, would a target like a Super Bowl or a big event be somewhere where you would be exposed to all of this and be sold, essentially?
Absolutely. Pimps, they know where all big events are. And the Super Bowl is a huge event. When you're in that lifestyle, the terms that are used is, there's going to be money in that town this week. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so the pimps are chasing the money, where the money will be.
To break it down further, that could be a Celtics game here in Boston. That could be any, you know, a convention. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that any time there's going to be a large amount of men, because in this country it is pretty much exclusively men who buy sex, there's going to be girls who are sold.
But what would need to change, do you think, to try to help put a damper on some of this activity that continues to go on? I mean, is it law? I mean, do we now have a law in Massachusetts?
I think our laws need to be enforced. Absolutely. The bottom line is, if we do more work around the demand, right, if the demand lessens, it's not profitable.
And the only thing I would add is, as we craft a plan going forward to make communities where no one is bought and sold, girls, boys, transgender youth, adults, women, adult men, that we listen to survivors and we make sure that the loudest voice in the room and the voice that leads us to know what needs to change comes from people who've been there.
Lisa Goldblatt-Grace, director of the Boston-based group My Life, My Choice, and Audrey Morrissey, a survivor of the commercial sex industry and associate director of the group. They've been speaking with us about their sexual exploitation prevention curriculum that's being used in New Jersey ahead of the Super Bowl. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.